I would like to invite the Director General, as Chairman of the TNC, to report on the TNC's activities since his last report to the Council in October. Pascal, you have the floor.
Thanks, Eric. Since I last reported to the General Council in October, I have continued my contacts with ministers, with senior officials, with members of parliament, visiting, among other places, Brussels and Washington. I've also attended the APEC ministerial meeting in Hanoi, the 20th anniversary of the launching of the Euroround in Montevideo, the Interparliamentary Union Conference here in Geneva on the State of the Round. In all my contacts, the desire to come back to the negotiating table and to do so rapidly has been clear. The political will to conclude the round is being reaffirmed constantly across the board. New flexibilities have been announced by major players in general terms. The challenge, of course, remains to translate this political will and these flexibility signals into substantive changes in positions which are necessary in order to unblock the process. In this context, I convened an informal meeting of the TNC on the 16th of November. I did so in the light of the signals I had received of a growing and widely shared desire to make the most of every opportunity to lay the foundations for further progress. It had become clear that the number and frequency of informal contacts among members, both in Geneva and beyond, which had been going on since the summer, had increased. I then suggested that it was time to start to multilateralize these contacts and bring them back to the negotiating groups here in Geneva. In my opening remarks at this meeting, which were circulated to the members, I set out a number of suggestions on what this would mean in practical terms. And I made it clear I was encouraging the negotiating group chairs to carry out contacts and consultations as they judge most appropriate, underlining that it was only they who could determine the way ahead in each area and the speed with which the work should take place. At the conclusion of this meeting, I was able to note a consensus on the working method I had suggested, which gave the green light to the chairs to take up again their processes, in accordance, of course, with the usual principles of transparency and inclusiveness. In line with what had been agreed, the chairs have started talking to members in a variety of formats, from fireside chats to transparency forums, in order to explore possible options to take the negotiation ahead. And following the lead which was taken by the chair of the AG special session, which I referred to at our November informal TNC, the chairs of other negotiating groups are also now hard at work, undertaking the contacts and consultations they judge most appropriate, bearing in mind the different circumstances in the various negotiating groups. I know, and I regularly discuss that with them, that the chairs are mindful of the overarching need for transparency and inclusiveness in their work, and a good number of open-ended consultations have been held so that they can inform participants of the contacts and consultations they've had, and to offer all delegations an opportunity to present their views. Now, while no real changes in numbers, notably in agriculture, domestic support or tariff protection, have shown up in these discussions so far. An increasing level of engagement is starting to appear. I believe this indicates a willingness to enter into discussions on substance. Members also continue to have contacts among themselves in many cases to try and refine their negotiating positions, and of course I would encourage them to do so. I know that further contacts are planned, including some at ministerial level, early next year at the invitation of our Swiss colleagues. So we can be ready to engage fully on substance when the time comes, we need, in my view, to maintain the rhythm of the informal work which is underway between now and the end of the year break, and then increase it when we return after the break in order to exploit this window of opportunity that remains ahead of us in the first quarter of next year. As I have said before, we all know the value of what's already on the table, the other benefits which are potentially achievable through a successful conclusion to the round, and the cost to all members and to the trading system if we fail. Yes, failure could be just around the corner. But we need not turn that corner. With everyone contributing and playing their part, I believe we can stay on track to take this round to a successful conclusion next year. This is the main thrust of my diagnosis at this stage, and that concludes my report. Thank you.